brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Major General Albert N. Stubblebine III joining us, and he was the head of the Pentagon's, well, what you could call remote viewing operations. And, you know, I don't get into a lot of this stuff. The reason we're reporting on it is because it's real. It's going on. The military believes in it. This guy was a three-star general and ran major operations at Fort Bragg and all over the country and worldwide as well. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. His wife, who's very interesting in her own right, Rima Labau, M.D., she's a medical doctor, will be exposing the Codex Alimentarius, the move to ban vitamins for over-the-counter sale and a lot more. I thought, why not just have them both on today and get into the attack on vitamins and alternative medicine? Again, she's a medical doctor. And then we're going to have her husband, Mr. Stubblebine, on, who's on the board of a submarine company, the father of remote viewing. This is some wild stuff, and it's coming up today on this live Friday edition. In the meantime, it's kind of a variety show of bizarreness today. Alligator likely stalked jogger on land before attack. This alligator grabbed a woman jogger, killed her. And, of course, alligators are like cockroaches in the Florida Everglades and in Louisiana and Mississippi. We got alligators here in Texas. And people killed them 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago because they were killing people's kids, dogs, and wives, and killing men occasionally. They're not like the big 25-foot African crocodiles that will kill elephants, but they're a big problem. And now every few months I see a report of them killing somebody, but they will arrest you if you go out and blast one of these bad boys. And they have special little permits to hunt them now. For a while it was banned, claiming they were endangered, which is total baloney. There's alligators all over the place, my friends. There's alligators in southeast Texas. I've seen them on Caddo Lake. Alligator likely stalked jogger on land before attack. An alligator that killed a woman jogger in Broward County, Florida, likely stalked her on land before the attack, according to Local 6 News. I'm going to get into this and all the wildcats, the mountain lions, the pumas, whatever you want to call them, killing children and women. Right here in Texas, California, it's happening all over the place. Don't you dare shoot one, though. They're breeding like cockroaches. I've seen them all over the place. I've seen them in East Texas. I've been deer hunting and have seen one sneaking through the bushes looking at me. I have ran off before I could blast it. I've seen them all over the place. I've seen them in Northern California. So we'll get a little bit into that. Also, 72 in Congress joined battle against wiretaps. And I want to go back over some of the quotes of Bush and others promising they're not tapping us, promising that they have to have warrants. And then now, of course, they claim they don't need no stinking warrants. And then there's this deceptive AP headline, Nation Split on NSA Records Collection. And they claim, oh, the nation's split. Then you look at the poll, 70-plus percent are against this. A warrantless wiretapping, even when the media poses it as, aren't you for wiretapping if it keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda? So we'll get into that. And meanwhile, Bush lawyers are saying Americans have consented to have phone records seized. We've talked a lot about this in the past. We'll get into that. And Paul Watson's written an excellent article for PrisonPlanet.com. Big Brother once listening in a long time ago. Again, Big Brother was listening in a long time ago. There's nothing new about this. And there's some new articles here as well on Iran, some new articles dealing with the Minutemen and the border. It's all coming up today, and two extremely interesting guests. I'm really looking forward to these interviews that we're going to be having coming up. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. Check them out today. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Big broadcast lined up for you today. We always have a big finish on Fridays. Two great guests I'll tell you about a little bit later. We have the father of remote viewing joining us and unconventional weapons coming up in the third hour. His wife is a medical doctor and wants to expose the Codex Alimentarius going after natural remedies and even over-the-counter vitamin C. They'll both be joining us from Canada coming up in the second and third hours today. We'll have open phones as well. Gold hit $717 yesterday from just $700 2 days ago. And its meteoric rise is continuing unabated. It's up a few cents from what it was yesterday and looks like it's going to continue to climb. The dollar, of course, has been devalued by now 46%, and that's the main reason that the gold has climbed, the main reason that oil prices per barrel of crude oil has climbed. And then you add on top of that the oil company's own documents that they bought up over 200 refineries from 95 to 2001 and shut them down, every private refinery in this country, to create an artificial bottleneck. That just adds to the pain. Then you put another layer of increased gas taxes on that. It is a hellish recipe. In Texas, the official state documents, and we're the bellwether for the rest of the country, TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation, is integrated with the Federal Department of Transportation, and they admit that Texas will have over $3 a gallon of taxes added within the next 2 years. They're moving ahead with transponders for all cars in the inspection stickers. We shot down the bill last year. In the legislature, it's being, by two votes, by the way, it's being brought up again in the special session that's kicking off next week. And it's going to be here, and I hope you enjoy it. I know I will. I'll worship the world government with you, and we'll all be raped by them. $3 a gallon. It'll spread nationwide from Oregon to California to New York, on the verge of implementing as well. And just, again, hope you enjoy it. Alrighty. We'll be getting into more of that later as well. But before I go any further here, let's just go ahead and get into the alligator killing the lady. And normally I would see this as a diversion story, but I just can't help myself. Every few months I see a report out of the Dakotas or out of Nebraska, normally out of northern or even central California. And in Texas, there haven't been any deaths lately in Texas. They just maul people, and in famous cases, fathers or mothers physically pull the lions off of their family. They call them mountain lions. They call them wildcats. They call them puma. And there's different varieties of them, subspecies, but they can all interbreed. You don't see a lot of attacks in Florida because it's a smaller swamp cougar or puma, and there's many names, different Indian names for them. The European settlers call them wildcats or mountain lions. The biggest are in Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State, and in deep southwest Texas in Big Bend. And they tell you, don't let your children stray off very far from you when you're in Big Bend. I have seen wildcats in Big Bend. I've seen them in East Texas. I've seen them all over. And believe me, you're walking to your deer stand, back when I had time to do such things, at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then as soon as it starts getting light and you see one of these big cats, before you can get your sights on them, they're gone. It'll send a big chill up your spine, especially when you hear them put out one of their calls right as it's getting light. And see a bunch of deer go running out of the woods across the pipeline to safety. And my point is that I don't think that we should kill all the wolves or kill all the mountain lions or kill all the grizzlies or kill all the moose, but we should kill some of them so they get a good fear, a good natural fear of the alpha predator on Terra, on planet Earth, on this dirt. And all over the world, predator species are now attacking humans because they have enacted environmental rules and sanctuary rules all over the planet, heavily restricting or outright banning the hunting of predator species. And it's a problem. We now have wolves that wouldn't dare get near human settlements attacking and killing sheep and cows all over Texas. We have the timber wolf down here now that was thought to be extinct in this area just a few years ago. We have the Mexican red wolf that's really a hybrid between the coyote and a timber wolf. And we have gray wolves, timber wolves all over the place. They're attacking livestock all over Minnesota and the Dakotas and even into Michigan. We have grizzly bears killing and eating people on a routine basis. We even have black bears, normally more friendly and docile and gregarious, attacking humans and human settlements. We have polar bears attacking and killing humans at record levels. We have wolves now attacking humans. They usually go after people who are around 100 pounds or lighter, small women, or children. They're coming into major neighborhoods in central and northern California and killing children. Every few months I see these reports, and you'd think it'd be a big sensational thing. You'd think the media would want to pick up on this, but they stay real quiet about it. We've got them reintroducing puma all over the country. We have elk attacking people. Those that didn't know it, elk and moose are very dangerous. And these things need to have the fear of God put back in them, and it's out of control. And every few months I hear about an alligator attack. Every week I hear about them eating even your German Shepherd. I mean, you've got something like a Boston Terrier or a Chihuahua, it's over, folks. It's dinner. And these people, these domesticated people in Florida and these big city settlements, call the police, and the police come and simply helicopter out or load the alligators, sometimes 15, 20 feet long. Well, that's not true. I think they get to 18 here. They have 25, even 27-foot crocodiles in Africa. But these alligators, these who aren't as aggressive and are quite stupid compared to crocodiles, are killing people, are attacking. And if I lived in Florida or if I lived in southeast Texas and an alligator came up in my yard, I'm going to blow its head off. It's just going to happen. Just like if I see a copperhead in my backyard, I'm going to go chop its head off with a hoe or a machete. It's going to happen. I'm not going to leave them slithering around. Some areas, they claim that rattlesnakes are endangered. And by the way, they have new standards for this. In the past, a real endangered or threatened species designation meant that worldwide its numbers have declined to a certain level. Now they have this regionalization where in some, what was the case a few years ago? I interviewed the guy with the big auto repair shop, and he had this supposedly rare type of timber rattler coming into his office, and it bitten someone, so he put in a snake fence around the office. And what happened? They came and arrested him. Remember that? That had to be about eight years ago. It feels like four or five, but it's longer than that. I interviewed him many years ago. It was in mainstream news. It was in the Washington Times and other publications. And it turned out the rattler is all over the country. It's just considered endangered because there's low numbers of it that have been counted. And of course, there's a lot of fraud involved in that. They'll just send out a few college kids, you know, doing field samples, and 3 months in the woods, they only see three rattlers. They then have formulas, and they claim there's only 100 rattlers, and really there's thousands of rattlers. These people just aren't out there running into them. And it's the same for everything else. Golden cheek warbler birds, they're all over Mexico, but there's only a small area of central Texas they roost in. The bird isn't even threatened globally here in the southern North America, but it doesn't matter. They don't let people build over hundreds of thousands of acres in central Texas because of the golden cheek warbler. It's a cute little bird. I like birds. In my off time, I read about them. I like them. I do a little bird watching when I'm out and about and have a chance to, but at the same time, you should be able to build on your property. These birds are not endangered or threatened. But they claim they regionally are. But getting back to the news, I meant to spend only a few minutes on this, but I'm belaboring it now. Alligator likely stalked jogger on land before attack. And all over major cities of Florida, where they're near swamps, these things are all over the place, running down the streets, literally, killing people, attacking animals, grabbing kids. Normally they get away. The alligator grabs them and they fight it off. Not in this case. It must be a big one. An alligator that killed a woman, jogger, in Broward County, Florida, likely stalked her on land before the attack, according to a Local 6 news report today. The Broward County medical examiner said the alligator attacked Yavi Saraz Jimenez, 28, of Davy on land and then dragged her dismembered body into a nearby lake. Now, they like to drag the carcass, and then they like rotten meats and when they eat a mammal, and then they stick you underneath some logs and come back a week later and enjoy you. It is my professional opinion that the alligator attacked the woman while she was on land, said Dr. Jose Prepper, Broward County's medical examiner. She died in traumatic injuries sustained by an alligator attack by a mixture of blood loss and shock, in my opinion. She probably gave up. And it says Purper ruled out drowning because little water was found in her stomach and lungs, according to a story on Miami Herald's website today. Earlier, Officer Jorge Pino, spokesman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, said the department had witnessed had seen the woman matching her description, dangling her feet over the water's edge, but no one saw an attack, Pino said. Trappers will try to catch and kill the animal, believed to be 8 to 10 feet long, and the contents of its stomach will be examined, Pino said. Pepper said the alligator appeared to have crawled onto the land and killed her and dragged her body into the water. He said alligators generally pull their prey into the water. When they are hungry, they can be very, very aggressive and attack for food purposes. Oh, really? It's for food? There have been 25 fatal alligator attacks in Florida in the last 50 years, according to Wildlife Commission, and it goes on. And most of them have been in modern days, not back in the 40s. They need to call hunters in. They need to have a big open hunt all over Florida, and hunters will deal with these things real quick, and they will retreat to the bayous. They will retreat to the swamps. They will retreat to the inaccessible areas. It's time to kill the mountain lions, and it's time to kill the alligators. The things are all over the place. It's ridiculous. Coast to coast, they're reporting mountain lions, wolves, coyotes, killing our pets and our children. Grizzly bears are coming into the cities. Kill them! This is what we do. We're the alpha predator. Let's start acting like it again. Normally when these things eat pets or menace people, they just fly them off. They need to kill them. That'll get the message through to these animals that we're on top of the food chain.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Just on the predator subject, in closing, remember Dr. Pianca from UT who says 90% of us need to die, the dying need to start now? These are the people that are running our wildlife management programs. This is the mindset. And that it's almost like a snickering joke when kids, even in Southern California, right outside L.A. every year, get eaten. And as Kevin put it during the break, they just pop the top of the skull off like it's, you know, taking the top off of a can of Pringles. And it's, you know, we're dying. People are being killed. And it needs to stop, okay? This doesn't happen when these things are hunted. Just to a controlled level. I don't want to kill all of them. It's just that we come first, okay? Humans come first. And a lot of these liberals, boy, they really get upset when their kids get killed, and suddenly they don't love the mountain lions anymore or the alligators. All right, where to start here? There is so much news. USA Today sent shockwaves across the country announcing that the NSA is recording all telephone conversation records and creating maps of who talks to who and then who they talk to get a picture of how our communities operate. And then they're spying on land rights groups. They're spying on peace groups. They're spying on everybody. This is old news. It's been declassified for a long time. That's why it's such a joke when Bush gets up months ago and says, we're not spying on you without warrants. Oh, it's just overseas calls to the U.S. It's just al-Qaeda. Excuse me, I mean al-Qaeda. Then he gets caught domestically spying. We already knew that. And he spins it and says, I'm above the law. I'm allowed to. Look, it was going on under Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., current Bush administration. This has been going on forever. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. It's all about getting control of this population. In fact, they put up big microphones all over downtown Austin with the cameras last week. We already had a lot of microphones put up. They started in 98, but now huge telescopic shotgun mics are going up everywhere. They can listen to you at hundreds of yards away. I mean, it's a joke, a total control grid, but not cameras and microphones on our borders. Oh, no. And we've got to call the Minutemen vigilantes, and we've got to report all their movements, the federal government does, to the Mexican troops, and it's disgusting. Meanwhile, White House lawyers are coming out. I have this here in front of me out of the Associated Press and saying, oh, when you signed your phone company agreement for service, you didn't read the fine print. Well, we've talked about this on air. It does indeed say they can sell your data, do whatever they want with it, give it to whoever they want, and that's to get around this being illegal. But it's still illegal for Bush to use that data for law enforcement purposes, and they're saying, oh, you signed the agreement. It's like the Know Your Customer legislation. We beat that in 2000. They just brought it back in 2001. And now when you go in and sign a bank account record, you say the IRS can take all your money without judge, jury, or charges, then you waive your rights. But then you got to have a bank account to live. See, they get you to waive them with the government. You waive your rights to be spied on. You waive your rights for suspicious transaction reports to be filled out on you. You waive your rights to allow them to take your safety deposit box. You waive your rights for everything. When you get a driver's license, you waive your rights. Okay, and then they call it a privilege. No, they get you through contract fraud to waive your rights. And here it is in the mainstream media. Government lawyers say Americans consented to have phone records seized. Friday's Washington Post reveals the Bush administration legal response to revelations that tens of millions of Americans' personal phone records have been acquired by the National Security Agency. Excerpts from the Post follow. Full article here. One government lawyer who has participated in negotiations with telecommunications providers said the Bush administration has argued that a company can turn over its entire database. In 96, they started putting the NSA offices in, folks. So this is spin. In its entire database of customer records and even the stored content of calls and emails. Because customers have consented to that when they establish accounts, the fine print of many telephone and internet service contracts includes catch-all provisions, the lawyer said, authorizing the company to disclose such records to protect public safety or national security or in compliance with a lawful government request. It is within their terms of service because you have consented to that, the lawyer said. If the company also consents, and they do it voluntarily, the U.S. government can accept it. They signed an agreement with federal regulators to take $6 billion, and it went over $3 billion. They were paid over $9 billion to put these in. And in 96, the regulation said that by October 1st, 2001, every phone call would be tracked, traced, in some cases recorded, but its entire destination and history stored forever. We're going to come back. I don't want to get sped up here. I want to cover all this in detail. How many years did I tell you this? And it was public. Oh, Alex Jones claims they listen to everything. Alex Jones claims they record everything. But listen, all this is coming out for a reason. They're doing this by design. We'll break down why on the other side. Get into a bunch of other news on the NSA. This thing's breaking big. A lot of new facets are being revealed and surfacing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Welcome back, my friends. Kathy, Eric, Taylor, Zane, many other callers. Your calls are coming up after I can cover some of the new info on the NSA scandal breaking and the amazing spin and propaganda and conditioning we're witnessing. Tell you really my take on what's behind all this, at least what's behind a lot of it. Because they take anything bad that happens to them, anything bad that exposes them as criminals, and they just basically spin it to their own betterment, to their own advancement. Before we do that, I've got a big 9/11 conference coming up June 24th and June 25th in Los Angeles, California at the Sheraton downtown. And I suggest you get your tickets now and get your rooms there now. If not, there are literally, it's got to be hundreds of motels and hotels right in that area. I mean, it's ridiculous the choices there are. And we're going to have Dr. Stephen Jones, the physics professor, getting into the controlled demolition of the towers. We're going to have Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, exposing how 9/11 is an inside job. Looks like Ray McGovern may be coming. That's tentative right now. And we've also got Dylan Avery with Loose Change Second Edition with some special little tidbits he's going to be airing there. And on top of that, we're going to have Webster Tarpley. We're going to have Professor Jim Fetzer, the head of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth. Myself, I'll be screening my new film, which we are officially going to call Terror Storm. I think that's the best name, a storm of terror, is what we're witnessing. We'll screen that. And there'll be some surprise guests. We're not going to announce until you're there, but some very interesting surprise guests that, believe me, you don't want to miss. And it's very expensive doing this in L.A., but normally a conference that's 2 days, 10 hours a day, would be, you know, $200. It's $75 per ticket. If you get multiple tickets, it drops down to $34 a ticket to encourage more people to come. Go to InfoWars.com and get the tickets online. We'll send you an e-ticket with your ticket number and everything. Or you can call toll-free and then order the tickets, and they can answer your questions. And then we'll mail you out a physical ticket with your ticket number. And then everybody gets a little wristband, a colored wristband, and you don't have to worry. You only check in one time there on Saturday morning. You can read the itinerary, the speakers, everything that's happening by linking through via InfoWars.com and get tickets via the secure online big mainstream ticket service, Tix.com, that we're using. So you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to InfoWars.com to get your tickets today. And we have sold more than 20% of the tickets only now, what, 6-7 days into offering these. There's 40 days left until the conference. I would imagine that the 1,000 tickets that are available will be gone before it opens. So I would secure yours now, make a little trip out of it. It's during vacation time anyways, and then maybe go see the sights and things on Monday and Tuesday after the conference, and then go back to your hacienda, wherever that may be. But whether it's Salt Lake City or whether you live in Portland, Oregon, or L.A. or Austin, Texas, people from all over the country are saying they're going. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, believe me. So, again, that is coming up June 24th and 25th. We hope to see you there. All the details are at InfoWars.com. But, again, if you don't have a computer, you can call and get your tickets, and we will mail them to you. But we're going to cut off the tickets that you can buy. Well, the more I think about it, for people that order, I guess, in the last 2 weeks or so, we'll probably just have it where your physical ticket is there. Then you'll have to check in with us once you get there, but that'll be okay. We'll probably keep selling tickets over the toll-free number right up until a few days before. So, again, InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Now, here in just a few minutes, I'm going to get into all the details of the NSA. Very, very important situation. It's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, totally criminal, and how they're trying to spin it and sell it to the American people. And then we'll get to the loaded phone lines here. But Gold Hit, I normally have Ted Anderson on every 3 or 4 months, but I'm going to have him on more and more here for the next few weeks because, I mean, I bought gold when it was 230, when it was 300, when it was 400, when it was 440 a few months ago, when it was 500, when it was 640 a week ago, you know, a few coins here, a few coins there. The stock market itself is really at about 6,500 because the dollar has almost been devalued by half. So if you do the real numbers, we've had chief economists for Reagan and Bush on talking about this, that the stock market's really at about 6,500, not 11,600 as you've been hearing. It's so important to understand that. And but look at gold. I mean, it's keeping its value. It's growing. It's $717 and going up, at least when I checked an hour ago. So joining us just for 2 or 3 minutes is Ted Anderson. Ted, we keep telling people that fiat currency can be devalued down to nothing. That is happening. I'm just horrified. I'm not even really pleased, but at least I invested in gold, so I'm sitting pretty. I think people should continue to buy gold now before it even goes up more, Ted. I mean, even mainstream analysts in the Wall Street Journal are saying it could go over 1,200 right now. Ted, what do you see happening?
Well, you know, like I said just a couple days ago, Alex, I believe that gold could hit $2,400 an ounce. There's a lot of analysts that look at it from that perspective as well. When you consider and you factor in the inflationary effect that has happened since the last peak in the marketplace, which was 1980, and we had approximately $800 gold, you could easily say that the money supply was increased by at least 3 times since then. It's been 20-some years.
Ted, Alan Greenspan admitted they doubled the money supply in the last 6 years, so it's got to be more than 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, of course, that makes $2,400 a very conservative figure. But at this particular time, gold has been at it's at 719 now. It's up another couple of bucks since the last time you looked. And the market is hot. I mean, people are getting involved in the precious metals. It's time to for people to move on it. Plus also, you know, if you take a look at the advice that you've been giving to the people in the past year, I mean, we've started talking about getting involved in the precious metals at this 248 level, and now we're looking at 71960. The United States has not stopped deficit spending. As a matter of fact, we're deficit spending more now than we have in any other administration. And as long as we're willing to deficit spend, the Federal Reserve Bank is going to continue to print money in order to finance that.
And foreign countries worldwide are dumping the dollar in a controlled descent right now.
Yeah, it is. They're getting out of the U.S. dollar. They're getting into the precious metals. That's a testimonial to the fact that the globalists even think that the dollar is a bad investment. And at this time, I recommend fully that everybody have at least 20 to 30% of their portfolio tied into gold and silver, and that's conservative. You know, you take a look at the real estate bubble that's being created by the enormous debt that's out there,
and they've already started lancing that.
Yeah, so the only gold and silver is not, you know, there's no credit here. People buy gold and silver physically because of the fact that they want to hold on to it. Nobody has taken loans out to buy gold and silver. The futures market shows it has a little bit of leverage in it, but it's not like the real estate bubble that we have created here, and it certainly is not like the stock market and all the margins that are going on over there.
Well, Ted, I mean, I didn't dump gold when it went up from 240 to 500 to 600 to 700. I'm not dumping now. In fact, even at this price, as soon as I get some more capital, I'm going to move more into gold. I just made a purchase, 2 weeks ago and just received it on Monday. So all of this is going on, and I've shopped gold, folks. Ted, a few days ago, offered, and that's the parent company of Genesis Midas Resources, Ted was offering $10 pieces, and I asked him, I said, can I say this on air? And Ted said, yeah, go ahead. Ted was making about $24 profit per coin. That's just enough to pay his brokers, have enough money to operate. That's how competitive it is. Ted is on the low end of how much gold is going for. You can find it a lot more expensive, or rarely you can find it a few dollars lower. It is just an insanely good deal. Ted, what are you offering today? You're almost out of those $10 pieces that you offered a few days ago.
Well, actually, the $10 pieces just jumped up $4 since the offer on 2 days ago. And what I have right now are the $5 gold pieces, and they're currently right now at a price of $261 a coin. And $261 a coin is an excellent buy to be getting into the fives. Plus, in addition to this, Alex, like we've talked about on the tens, it's a very finite supply. There's not even enough of these to go around for the people who live in Austin, Texas, much less the entire United States. I'm recommending that people pick up rolls of 20, and they're at $261 per coin, and move on it now. Gold right now is sitting at $719.60 an ounce.
But what if you're somebody like me and you can only buy like four of those coins, five of those coins?
Of course, we'll service that order. If that's what you can afford, we recommend that you do what you can do. But there's a lot of people out there that are looking at it, scratching their head, going, what do I do? Well, this is a nice way to get into a smaller piece of gold, something that's going to fit into a purse, into a pocket, something that you can put, it's portable. If we have trouble here in the United States, and I don't know how we're not going to have trouble here in the United States with the way that people are dumping the currency abroad.
Ron Paul is saying we're going to have a massive depression. I hope the congressman's wrong.
Well, that's the thing. That's what you need to have is you need to have something portable, private, something that you can put in your pocket that you can bring with you. Because I can put you anywhere in the world, and this coin is going to hold value. You're going to be able to trade it for goods and services.
This is a U.S. $5 piece?
It's a U.S. $5 piece. Very recognizable. It comes straight out of the mint. They're in proof and business strike condition. They're still in the sealed holders from the mint. So you have actually a coin that's, when you look at it, it's got a mirror finish to it. It's beautiful. The Constitution coin is one of them. The Congress coin is another. There's a whole long list of them that they make. But the nice part about it is it is something that they've defined as a collector item. And they don't have the ability to redefine that to make.
And so people are getting a collector item with collector value near what people are getting bullion for, and so that's what I like. I like to get numismatic near bullion, and that's what you're getting right now when you do this, folks. Do you have any of the $10 pieces left?
Well, there's a few left. They're about $3 more. If you want to get the $10 pieces, go ahead and order those as well.
And to lock this deal in, you've got to say the Alex Jones Show offer, right, Ted?
Yep, that's right.
This is a special. I mean, you guys are selling gold hand over fist right now, so give them a call, 800-686-2237, $10 pieces, $5 pieces, 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, and the brokers will be there, what, till 6 or 7 tonight?
Oh, they'll be there. I'll have people there at 11 o'clock tonight, no doubt.
Okay, 1-800-686-2237. So even if you hear this tonight, you can call 1-800-686-2237. And sometimes Ted does an offer. I call him two or three days later myself, wanting to get some coins to go bury in the ground, literally. And he goes, I'm sorry, that offer's no longer available, Alex. We sold out. So you need to call him now, 800-686-2237. Ted, I feel really good telling listeners to buy videos, buy water filters, buy gold. Everything I've told people to buy is real. I don't sell the snake oil like some of the pathetic other fake patriots out there. You know, the magic, this stuff will heal you if you buy it. I'm not involved in that. I'm involved in real things. You're involved in real things. I commend you, Ted. I hope people will call you and get some gold now.
Well, the other nice thing about it, too, Alex, just think of all the listeners that took advantage of buying gold here just a couple years ago. Not only have they helped produce the Alex Jones Show and make a difference in this world, in addition to that, now they're sitting on something that's doubled in price, and they have twice as much value in their portfolio. While they're
doubled,
dollars,
doubled. It's more than doubled, Ted.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's been more than doubled. That's for sure.
I remember when you could buy gold.
They've in silver 200%. We were selling those bags of silver, and it's up more than 200%. I just got to say, for starters, thank you very much for being supportive and supporting the Alex Jones Show, Midas Resources, and Genesis Communications Network. That I got to say, I'm very grateful for. But for you, the folks that are getting involved with it, you're putting together a position. It's like a savings account at the same time you're helping carry the cause. And I just think that's such a wonderful thing.
All right. Ted, thank you so much for coming on with us. Take care.
Yep, you too.
Give him a call, 1-800-686-2237. And I think gold's going to keep going up. I think it'll probably hit 1,000 in the next 6 months. It may go down to 600 again and then bounce up to 800. I think you'll see some bouncing up and down. That's what the graphs do. I don't care. If gold went down to $500 an ounce, I wouldn't dump any of the gold I've got. Because it's real, folks. There's at least some tangible value forever in it. It's not like these paper notes. I just wish I would have bought more gold, but again, I'm not that capitalized, so I can't. You're crazy if you don't. Man, I think you should give them a call, 800-686-2237. And again, I hardly ever talk about this. I don't get into it. I recommend that 3 or 4 times a year you do this, and I'm telling you twice in 1 week you need to, because it could just go up and up and up. All right, let me get into NSA, and then we'll get to Kathy, Eric, Taylor, Zane, and others. Okay, this is what's going on. They're announcing the spying to scare everybody. Then Bush gets told you're a criminal. Then he claims he's above the law and allowed to do it. They're now announcing and listening to everything you're doing and everything you're up to because they know Bush's approval rating now dropped another point to 29%. This is an attempt at a chilling effect. So what if the NSA hears tens of millions of Americans saying we know the government's rogue and criminal? They're the crooks. They're the ones that ought to be afraid. This does not intimidate me. Then their lawyers come out and say, we're allowed to do this because you signed a contract saying that we can give your info to whoever we want. But that's not true because the government coerced industry and paid them, this is racketeering, $9 billion to put these snooping hubs in from 96 to 2001. Look how they set that all up just for right after 9/11, 1 month after 9/11, September, October, boom, 6 years before, set up to start October 1st. Your cell phones track you down to 3 feet. It's sick. It's totally and completely sick. But the good news is this. 72 in Congress joined battle against wiretaps. 72 members of Congress filed papers late Wednesday seeking to end President George W. Bush's warrantless NSA eavesdropping program. The filing came just before a report Thursday in USA Today, which revealed the National Security Agency's warrantless wiretapping program had collected call records on tens of millions of Americans through agreements with AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South. Bell South and AT&T have merged. It also comes a day after lawyers looking at an NSA program abruptly closed their probe after the Bush administration refused to grant them clearances. So this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Again, the Minutemen are vigilantes and are being spied on by the government. That information is given to the Mexican troops that kill our own police. But then they're going to spy on all Americans after they told you it was only Al-Qaeda. And, oh, it's to keep you safe from terrorists. It's a sick joke. It's outrageous. Let's talk to Kathy in Virginia. Kathy, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I want to share something brief that I'd like to share to help and maybe warn your listeners some food for thought. You know, you take a young man growing up in a hovel in Mexico, and he comes up here and makes a few dollars, enough to make a payment on a big macho pickup truck. 2 weeks ago, I dropped off some recyclables right behind the new day labor center. It's been in the news recently in Herndon, Virginia. I was waiting to make a right-hand turn when I hear a big boom crash and then a big black pickup truck is headed sideways towards my Grand Am. And the next second, after impact, he flipped up on top of my hood, crashing, banging, everything falling off his truck, glass shattering. It was a hideous accident, but fortunately nobody was seriously hurt. But my point is, these very, very poor people do not understand the power behind these huge machines
Let me stop you, and I'll hold you over if need be. This is so key. It's not just the leprosy going from 3 cases a year to 7,000, Associated Press. Leper colonies now in East Texas. They've actually set up leper colonies. It's not the drug immune-resistant TB. It's not the crime. It's not... Statistically, they had an article out of North Carolina a few months ago showing that in North Carolina, illegals are only 8% of the population, but they were 30-something percent, I forget the exact number, it was in the news, of the wrecks. And literally, I'm worried about 16-year-olds, folks. I can't believe my parents gave me a car. I mean, I had a bunch of wrecks then, and I really haven't had wrecks since. I've had one where a tornado blew me off the road. And the point is, these people don't have driver's license, nothing. They just get in a car, no driver's safety, no nothing. And it is, it's so horrible. Stay there. I mean, it is scary. You're going down I-35. These illegal aliens drunk drive, do whatever they want. It is so dangerous. We'll be right back. Stay there, Kathy. I want to hear more.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, this is not hype. The illegal aliens are allowed to drunk drive everything. Cops take them to jail. I have a lot of friends that are police, but they get let right back out. And it's horrible. I mean, I have been hit several times, just rear-ended at red lights by illegal aliens. And they get out and start crying and say, no insurance, please let me go. And I just, I just throw my hands up and leave. Okay, fine. In fact, one time I barely rear-ended an illegal alien, and they just said, no police, no police, no insurance. I mean, to be fair, I was in a Wendy's parking lot and barely bumped him. It was a little bitty scratch on their car, so I've done it too. But the point is that there's no insurance, no nothing. Kathy, so you got hit and hit pretty hard. What happened?
Well, he made a left turn in front of a van and tried to beat out this young lady in the van. But the other point I wanted to make, as I said, it was right exactly...
So what happened after the wreck?
Well, that's what I want to say. It was right next to that where the illegal aliens go to at that new day labor site. So there were like, 10, 15 buddies around him, getting him out of the truck, hovering around him. But the two white women that he involved, the van and then me, who was innocently just sitting there in my car, of course, there was no concern whatsoever while we were waiting for the ambulance to come about us.
You weren't part of the Raza.
Yeah. I mean, they were all just hovering around him and worried about him, and they were just standing over him.
What did the police do when they got there? No charges, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was charged with reckless driving. He was charged with the accident, and he was charged with reckless driving.
But he'll just revolving door go out of the jail. Or if he stays in the jail, we'll all pay for it.
Well, he didn't go to the jail. He went to the hospital, you see. But do you have any?
I mean, I've been all over Mexico, and I've driven in Mexico. And, I mean, folks, anybody who's been there knows I'm telling the truth. They drive like psychopathic maniacs, running red lights everywhere. The police don't think anything of it. And they have to put huge speed humps all over the highways because people drive so recklessly. I was with a Mexican cab driver a few months ago, and I said, slow down. And he was going like 80 miles an hour.
Well, do you have any advice? Now, I'm going to show up at his court hearing for the reckless driving. Do you have any kind of advice for me?
Demand that he be fully charged and kept in jail, or he'll go out and kill somebody.
Oh, okay. So they can, if they charge him with reckless driving, we can demand that he be jailed?
Absolutely. Willful, reckless driving that caused injuries to someone else. So there's a bunch of different charges on that. Plus, he's an illegal alien. If he's an illegal alien, he needs to be deported.
Yeah, I don't know if he is an illegal alien, but there's one good twist to the story, and believe it or not, he actually had insurance.
So he was there picking up the day laborers.
I have no idea what he was doing there. Because, of course, now when it first crashed and he flipped on top of me, in very, very plain English, he said to me, get me out of here. I heard that twice. But then the insurance agent, when I talked to his insurance agent, he said, well, we had to switch over to Spanish-speaking agents because they don't speak any English. But, boy, he sure knew how to say, get me out of here.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you're okay. And folks, if we had 25 million Russians here, I'd be just as angry. You know, we always talk about Mexicans, because that's 80%, ladies and gentlemen, of the illegal aliens. And it's horrible. I mean, it is an epidemic. Just type into Google illegal alien auto accidents or illegal aliens driving without insurance, and you'll get, I mean, every day or two, tractor trailer flips over with 40 illegals in trailer on icy road, didn't have insurance or driver's license. And you're absolutely right. These are hardworking folks. They come up here, they work, they get cars, they drive around, and it's a nightmare. We're going to break and come back and jam in your calls. We're going to go to Eric and Taylor and Zane and John and everybody else that's patiently holding. And we'll have a free-for-all, too, with calls into the second and third hours. Two big guests coming up. But really, they were having on average of three leprosy cases a year until 2004. There were 7,000 cases. We got those numbers in 05. We haven't gotten 05 numbers yet. They come out a year later. I mean, wet leprosy, ladies and gentlemen. Leprosy is spreading. 7,000 plus cases.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.